On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 25 tomorrow. Johannesburg 23. Polokwane up to 22 degrees.
In Pretoria, there's a stationary vehicle on the N1 South at Rigel Avenue, causing slow-moving traffic in the area. You can also expect delays in Woodmead on the M1 North as you head towards Woodmead Drive.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Franco Mostert's red card has been rescinded and downgraded to a yellow, and England named Bashir in their squad for the Ashes opener.
Northwest businessman and alleged political middleman Brown Mokgotsi is back before the Madlanga Commission this afternoon. Yesterday, he made allegations about political misdirection and corruption in crime intelligence. Today, evidence leaders are pressing him on inconsistencies in his testimony. Anastasia Mokgobo has more.
He repeated his claim that the political killing task team was being used for purposes beyond its mandate, including targeting individuals such as Prince Magade in the AmaZulu throne dispute. However, evidence leader advocate Matthew Chuckelson repeatedly asked Mokgotsi to explain the factual basis of these allegations.
I also want to put to you that your allegations of Mr. Matlala paying bribes to General Masemola and General Mkhwanazi are also another misdirection.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
In other news, the National Council of SPCAs has welcomed the judgment delivered by the Eastern Cape Division of the High Court in Makanda, which strengthens the NSPCA's authority to monitor live exports on vessels. The ruling overturns restrictions previously imposed by the East London Magistrates Court. Spokesperson for the NSPCA, Jock Peacock, says the High Court set aside the ruling in full, allowing them to gather visual evidence in these ships to execute their mandate.
This mandate, the court found, cannot be fulfilled if inspectors are prevented from gathering visual and documentary evidence, especially in large-scale high-risk operations such as live export.
And in the city of Ekurhuleni, the municipality says the waste removal disruptions in Tembisa, Kempton Park and Germiston are receiving their attention. Waste has not been collected since yesterday due to ongoing negotiations between the city and service providers in affected areas. And fuel inflation has turned positive for the first time in more than a year. But chief economist at Econometrics, Dr. Azhar Jameen, says there's no reason to panic. He explains that the rise is due mostly to comparisons with unusually low fuel prices last year.
This time last year, fuel prices had been falling very, very sharply. And so it's natural that even though fuel prices have remained fairly subdued this year, we are now starting to compare against fuel prices a year ago that were even lower than they are right now.
Moving abroad, the Israeli military launched strikes on two towns in South Lebanon, allegedly targeting militant group Hezbollah. Now, the attack was launched after Israel warned citizens of impending raids. And finally, the trend of going for a bite to eat on your own is quietly on the rise as more people embrace dining alone as a form of self-care. This is according to Urban Restaurants. Now, many solo diners say it allows them to savor flavors, read or reflect without distractions. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 6.
Thank you, Marlene.
I love a sticky solo date om te gaan uit eet. So I am part of that statistic, Marlene, and very glad to be it. We want you to be part of a new statistic, a statistic of being the first person to get 100% for Alpha Palooza.
Yes. That's what we want.
Indeed. Your name and the word quiz to the WhatsApp line. Only 26 questions standing between you and 5,000 Rand.